Tuesday parshas and seven.
Zok de heilige gemore lasia isha. That's where we're up to. So I just on one point that we mentioned. We're talking about two different types of Yetzaharas. We're speaking about this is the Yetzahara of Lavan, Yetzahara of Esav. We're talking about Yetzahara of Sheid Mishedin Nuchroi, Sheid Mishedin Yehudai. We're different Pshatim over here, and what could perhaps be these two different Yetzaharas. One's in Pagal Chamnuz Zem and Ashkhela Beis HaMedrash. The other one is Ilmai Kodzhu and Yochaloi, two different Yetzaharas. The Maisa, there's two different descriptions over here. Halakoy Dvar Keishnum Hashem, Kepati Shefoit Tzela, Im Eben Huni Muach. It says im even unimoch min barzel hu yispoitzets. So which Yetzirah is even, which Yetzirah is barzel? That I didn't get a chance to work on, but maybe perhaps we could also say that those represent the two different types of Yetziras that we have to try to combat in some fashion. Zok beheilige gemara lahasiyo isha. A father is mechuyev to marry off his daughter. This is all going off of the brisa and of chavtes amad alef. The brisa and chavtes amad alef is commentary on the mishnah that says mitzvah ben ala av, which means the mitzvah the father is mechuyev to do to the son. One of them is lahasiyo isha. He's mechuyev to marry, find a wife for his son. Minalon, where do we know it from? Dichsiv kchu nashim valud ubanim ubanos. Take women and give birth to children. Take women and give birth to children. Kula b'neichem nashim, and take for your sons wives. As b'neiseichem tnu la'anoshim, and your daughters give to men. Find husbands. Says the Gemara, Bishlama b'noi b'yadai. I understand his son. It's b'yadai that you should be able to find a daughter. Back in the day, it was shidduchim was much less complicated. So all you have to do is make a negotiation, and that's it. Aval bitai biyadoi, a daughter is it biyadoi? The Gemara says, "Darko shel ish lachzer achar isha." I mean, "Darko shel ish lachzer achar ish." The woman's got to wait for someone to come to make a proposition. So what's he going to do? Hachin karma, says the Gemara. Hachin karma lahu nitin la midi. Give her something, velavshe, and dress her, and nechsai, and give her also different assets. Yihechi dekafsu alei inchi, so that men should now jump for her. Okay, so there's something very interesting over here, which we really didn't find anyone that we were able to see inside speaks about, which is, I mean, you can start from either angle, but the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha. The way to know if a Rambam brings halacha, usually, I mean, it's an amateur way to do it, but it's the easiest way to do it is look in the Ein Mishpat. The Ein Mishpat is his job. It's on the top left of the Gemara. Is always to tell you where the Rambam brings the halacha. So if you go back to Chav Tesam and Aleph for a second, you look at Chav Tesam and Aleph. It says over here in the middle of the Amid, Tana Rabbanan Av Chai Bibnoi Lamuloi Lifdoisoi Lalamdoi Toira. You see that? That's the Tana Rabbanan. So right before Ha'av Chayiv, there's a Vav. That Vav takes you to Hilchas Milo. Av Chayiv no lemulo. The next one is a Zayin, Lifdoisai. That Zayin and the Ein Mishma takes you to Hilchas Bikurim. That's Pinyan Haben. Lilamdoi Toira. That's the Ches. The Ches takes you to Hilchas Tama Toira. That's the Chayiv to teach him Toira. La'asiyo Isha, there's no letter there. There's none by Umnes either. The Rambam doesn't bring either of those. It's none by Lasito Lamayim. None of these. The Rambam doesn't bring any of these Lahalacha. What in the world is going on?
Maybe it's a little Mishpat for Rufu.
Some sort of Hemshach of Pru of Rufu. But what does it say? The father is Chayiv and Pru of Rufu. The father is Chayiv.
Who's Chayiv Pru of Rufu? Father's.
For himself.
But this is a father's chayiv to give his son a bris. Chayiv is to give his son a pigeon. A father's chayiv to teach his son Torah. A father's chayiv la'asiyo isha. So what does that mean? To make his son do puruvu? Where does the Rambam say that?
It means extension.
Expanding.
What?
Extension of puruvu isn't just for one generation. It should continue on.
What's curious?
It's part of the
generation. It says that his grandchildren.
Right, but he's not mechuyev in having grandchildren. But he can be mekayim with grandchildren. He's mechuyev to have grandchildren, or he's mekayim with grandchildren. He's mechayim, but he doesn't have.
He can't.
So I don't think he's mechuyev in that. So he's mechayev. No, if he has 10 children, 5 boys, 5 girls, Do his children have to have children? Does Reuven have to have children? Yes, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan. Reuven doesn't have to have children for me.
If none of them do, then maybe he has a problem.
Well, first of all, I don't even know if he's still Mekayim Peru Ravu. I think, because he has children. But he doesn't. But this is saying every single son needs a mila. Every single son needs a pinyan. Every single son you have to teach him Torah. Every single son you have to marry him off. Why is that necessarily true? Where's the makar? So what? Maybe that could be from Sheves, from the mitzvah of Sheves. But lemaisa, the Rambam doesn't bring it. Rambam doesn't bring it anywhere. I think the reason is because let's see where the makar the Gemara brings. What's the Gemara's makar? Gemara doesn't say from Peru Revu. What does the Gemara say? What's the makar that a father has to marry off his son? Lasiya Isha. Pasuk what? What's the pasuk? Kichun Nashim Verlidu Banu Mubanois. What'd you say? What'd you say, Gabriel?
It's a Nach.
What's a klal? Divrei Torah, mi divrei Kabbalah, lo yalfinon. Maybe this isn't a real pasuk. There is a Rambam. The Rambam, and you should look it up in Hilchos Isurei Bia Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Chaf Hey. Says the Rambam that it's a takonas chachamim that a father should marry off his son and his daughter. Maish, can you do me a favor? By my seat, there's a Rambam Isurei Bia. It's Kedusha. You mind if I give him the exact lashon? Sorry. Halacha Chaf Hey.
Which perek?
Perek. I'm going to look it up right now to make sure. Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Chaf Hey. The Rambam says it's a takonas chachamim. Now, I looked over there for someone to reference our Gemara. They reference other Gemaras, but lechayra that's going to be pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring the halacha, the mitzvah d'oraisa to marry up your son. Why not? Because it isn't.
Who says it has to be d'oraisa?
Nobody. But then it's going to be there's going to be a difference between lamula is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why? Because it says in the Torah, lefdoisa lamdoi Torah is all mitzvahs d'oraisas. No, he does, but he brings it down over there. But he just, I'm just, my point is that if you would have, here it is. Thank you very much. Mitzvas chachamim lahasiya adam banav ubnoisav samach lepirkan. It's a mitzvah chachamim that you should marry off your son and your daughter at the time when it's the right time. Shemianichu, because if you leave them, your voladeh is nusso here. They might end up doing inappropriate things. So a father as a mitzvah chachamim, what do you mean mitzvah chachamim? Gemara brings a pasuk. Is it a mitzvah chachamim for a father to give his son a bris? Ram doesn't say that. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So why over here is mitzvah chachamim? So we said maybe because over here it's not a real pasuk. What's the pasuk? It's a pasuk in Navi. Divrei Torah. Midivrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon. Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Chaf Hey. What?
I'm saying in our Gemara it's speaking about that he should have kids.
Where does it say that? No. You take women.
Not for the Halidu.
No. Listen to the pasuk. Kunashim. You take, find a wife. The Halidu Banavaras have children, sons and daughters. Ukhu libnechem noshim, and take for your sons' wives. That's what I'm saying. Take
for your
and take.
But
the end of the pasuk is talayin a banim. But talayin a banim ubanis uvu sham ba
altimah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the pasuk.
Okay, but this is anyway only a remes. It's not. If this was a real pasuk, then but the Ram does. If it was dear rice, then the Ram would bring it. But that's, it's just saying that the chayra, the pasuk is just a remes. Right? Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't bring that. In other words, the Gemara is just bringing a remez over here. Yeah, it's just a remez. The Rambam says a whole different reason. The Rambam doesn't say it's because the Rambam says shelo yavad dehirur. Maybe in a chanam. That's why the Rambam doesn't bring our Gemara. But the Rambam doesn't. There's no mention of our Gemara. There's no one that argues on our Gemara. The chayyur of the Rambam is just a remez.
Why is it a mitzvah on the father specifically?
Oh, good. So we're going to see that. We'll see. Yeah. Very good. So that's So that's the mice. That's the Dvar Yankov brings. The Rishonim asked the question over here. So the, when it comes to Mila, the Gemara says the father has a chiv. How do you know the mother doesn't have a chiv? The Gemara, when it comes to pidyon, the father's a chiv, I know the mother doesn't have a chiv. The father's a chiv, the mother. Over here, the Gemara doesn't ask the question. What's the obvious question the Gemara should ask? The father's a chiv to marry off his son. How do you know the mother doesn't have a chiv? Yes, so there, so there's lots of discussion, different pshatim. The Ran says the reason is because she's not mechuyev in pruva revu. But frek the Radal.
She's not mechuyev in mila or pidyon either.
Yeah, but over there, hold on.
The reasons we go over there wouldn't apply here because you just said the Ram says you're at least with your son style. And daughter.
Right.
Here we said you're not mechuyev, so therefore there, she's not mechuyev. But here the father is mechuyev to marry off his daughter.
Therefore what?
He said that any all the answers we were giving by the pidyon and mila.
That someone, no one else is mechuyev. Yeah. That, yeah, that wouldn't work in a chanami.
Right.
But so we should ask the question, not have the answer. You're just fortifying that, and the question should be even stronger.
But who cares if she's chayav on pruva revu? You've said that it has nothing to do with that.
Right, right. Especially the way Toby is pointing out. Then if it's pruva revu, then it should be that thing over there. Yeah, yeah. In a chanami, I don't know exactly what he's. That what?
Because the extra words, which
right, 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 that make, to make her putter.
Yeah.
Yes, he's saying over here, there's even no havamina. He's saying, I mean, why just because not pruva revu is there not havamina? And the other question is that there is a man de amar that holds that he is mechuyev in pruva revu. So the Tos Yom, this is a different teretz. He says because the pasuk starts and it says, "Kchu nashim v'hilidu banim." So who's the pasuk talking to? Clearly, to the man. But the Chayra, which is getting back to what Toivi's Ahara is, the Chayra, the Fi, the Rambam, this Kasha doesn't start. Because we're saying this is all a Dindar Rabbanon. So, what's the question? How do I know that the Chachamim only were Machai of the men? It's a Dindar Rabbanon. It was a Pasuk. So I know the Pasuk's only speaking to him. But according to the Rambam, it's just a Remez over here. So the Chachamim gave an obligation to the father. Where do the Chachamim know that they're only Machai of the father? It's not a Kasha.
It'll be a riot in the sense to the fact that the Nashim not being chayiv is a Siba. In other words, if we're a Simmer, then we said one of the Afghanis is that they're Abanon or Wittapon. Here we have a Mitzvah Dar Abanon, Ava, Mitzvah As, Ava, Ben, and Nashim Paturim. So it's Siba and Pata.
No, but isn't that not Pata because of Mitzvah Sisha's Man Grub?
No, not because of Mitzvah Man Grub, because Mitzvah Ava, Ben.
No, the Chakir is only by Mitzvah Sisha's Man Grub. So this doesn't necessarily have to fall into that category.
Why Midivri Kabbalah is more than different than just Dar Abanon, not just regular Dar Abanon?
So that's what Rabbi Shaitz is saying. Rambam obviously learns this is not a real limud; it's just a remes.
Why, according to the Rambam, doesn't discussion?
Because not a din d'oraisa. So when you have a pasuk that tells you a chiyuv, you have to know. How do you know that pasuk is only talking about a father?
They're saying what's
tachas chan?
They do whatever they want.
Yeah, it's not a kasha. How do you know from the chacham misakin that a father is? There's no minayan. The whole minayan isn't really a minayan.
We're speaking over here about a lot of money. Can you share with us to say maybe that she doesn't have money,
but for a son, that's not negay, because the son doesn't need money. She should at least be mechuyev to marry off her son. Okay. So how does a father mekayim the chiyuv to marry off his daughter? It says he should give money, give his daughter money and give her assets, and then people want to marry her. The Miri says, it's not enough that you should be able to marry her off. So the Miri, you have to marry her off to someone who's tzuga past. You have to marry her to someone that is roy, someone that's befitting for her. So in other words, let's say a person can find some shlamazel who's going to marry his daughter, for even though she doesn't give her much, that's not enough. The chiyuv, says the Miri, is you have to shtel, like what's considered appropriate for your daughter. So if you have a daughter, and she deserves good chevron abachar, so chevron abacharim, the chevron is a deal. I have to have a deer in Yerushalayim. That's the deal. Deer in Yerushalayim. There's no negotiating. It's my Rebbe's fault. What?
The Gemara's nashed them. The chiv isn't even being married wrong. It's just preparing her.
And a chanami. So you have to shtel a million shekel so that you could buy a deer in Yerushalayim. Okay. A kitzer, but the point is you have to be tzuga pas. You say, I'll find a bachur from, we're not going to say the name of a yeshiva. I'll marry one of those shvacha bachur. But your daughter, Rabbi Shaitz, this is lamaisa of your trust.
Oh.
A kitzer, the maisa has to be karoy, says the Miri. You can't just find someone, some mukashkin, some guy to marry your daughter. You have to be able to you have to provide enough that you should get someone who's a shidduch who's on her level. What?
Don't you have a right to marry after
Yeah, but so this is din derabanan. Diraisa, you could do that. But the Chacham are saying, take care of your daughter, and that means make sure you have to give her enough money to marry off to someone that's. I think that the system's crazy and it's ridiculous, and it's, you brought children into this world, you have to take care of them.
Shouldn't the Miri say that by a guy too?
No, a guy, you don't have to give money.
No, I'll just stop. You have to marry him off.
Yeah, so that's not, but that's not complicated.
More
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Daughter,
yeah.
The girls
are yeah, yeah, yeah. In a chanaim, not mukashchin mamish, but I'm just saying you'll find.
Yeah, like, we take who you want. Yeah,
yeah, in a chanaim. In a chanaim, but my chiyuv, maybe I'll say, okay, listen, here's $50,000, you know, and that's it. And you're okay, so it's only the 3%. Shalom, marry one of them. No, you have to give your daughter.
But it's a mitzvah.
Okay. I'll call upon him. Zok the Heilige Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, Le Lamdoi Umnus Minolo. And how do you know Lamdoi Umnus? Oh, so we have over here, Zok the Gemara, Amar Abchizkia, Amar Kro, Reichayim Im Isha Asher Ahavto. You should see life with the woman that you love. Im Isha Mamishu, Kishem Shechayim Lasiyo, Isha Kachayim Lamdoi Umnus. Im Torahu k'shem shechayv lamdo Torah k'chayv lamdo umnes. So we have two p'tot in what Isha means. Eishes Chayil. The whole Eishes Chayil was written, and it's learnt out for Torah. It's referring to Torah, or it's referring to a wife, right? Avraham Avinu said it as a hesped for Sarah, but so maybe it's for a woman, but it's also for Torah. There's a lot of comparisons. So Reichayim im Aisha. What does the Isha mean? If it means Torah, so how do you live a life of Torah? You need to survive. You need to sustain yourself. How do you do that?
Work.
But if it means Isha, so then you want to have a family. How do you have a family? How do you live with a family? Work. Either one. Okay. Shaila's like this. According to, it's clear in our Gemara that the Seder that it's bringing from the Brai says first, La'asiyo Isha, and then afterwards, Lelamdo Umnes. Right? The Gemara first said La'asiyo Isha, and now the Gemara is doing Lelamdo Umnes. And the Gemara seemed to be going in order. Bris, Pidyon, Talmud Torah, Lasio Isha, Lelamdo Yumnes. It would appear from our Gemara that the order should be that you should only have to work on Parnassah after you get married. And the Tosefta, however, has a different Seder. We were Medayik in the Tosefta Yom Tov, I think it was. The Tosefta has a different Seder. The Seder of the Tosefta is Ezu Mitzvah Sa'av Ala Ben, Lamulai, Lefdaisai, Lelamdo Torah, Lelamdoi umnes ulasiyo isha. Ah, it's a different Seder. Our Gemara has a girsa first. First, you have to lasiyo isha and lelamdoi umnes. It sounds like first get married and then work. And the Tosefta it says lamdoi umnes lasiyo isha. Stam. It's an observation. Which one goes first? So the Chazdei David, he's one of the Pirushim on the Tosefta, says that the Tosefta is really the Seder Ahogun. The right Seder is first Lamdo Umnes and then afterwards Lasio Isha. He seems to be saying that a person has to, before he gets married, has to have some way of supporting himself before he gets married. What? I don't know if it's like the puzzle. We'll see in a second.
Who's this?
The Chazdei David. He just says, the Gemara gives the Hefech, but who's Shaloi Keseder? The Gemara gives the Shaloi Keseder. So what I thought maybe is it might depend if you're in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael. Our Gemara is Talmud Bavli. The Tosefta Dachsuch is from the people. It's from Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it depends. Alon Bahaluhu. I don't know. You have to work that out. But the Chori could say another pshat, which the Hertzi was a little bit being meramis to, which is as follows: Vos meint Chaim. Vos meint Rei Chaim im Ha'isha Asher Avdo. What's im Ha'isha? There's two pshatim. Either Isha means Taira, or Isha means a woman. If Isha means Torah, so Re'e Chaim Im Ha'isha. Learn Torah. What do you have to do when you learn Torah? You have to work. So it's Lamda Torah Le Lamda Umnes. Torah Im Derech Eretz. But if it means that means Reichaim Isha means with your wife, La Sio Isha Lilam Doyumnis. First she should get married, and then afterwards it's Isha im Derech Eretz. So first comes the first you get married, Reichaim Ima Isha. You have an Isha, Reichaim. Now you have to make sure that you can sustain her. So it might depend on how you learn the pasuk.
And the Gemara gives both pshat and the pasuk.
And a chlam. Right.
Well, how does that help us with the sefta?
So you have to know which one of the sefta is maybe favoring one or the other. I don't know.
This is the other tale.
I don't know. You have to see the Yushalmi if it brings one pasuk. I'm just the busy rock lawyer. Okay. So, now Lamaisa. Rashi leaves out Lanam de Umnas. We saw Rashi end up Chavtes Amar Aleph. Rashi does something interesting. He changes the order. He puts Lanam de Torah first, and then he says Lamuloi Laftoisai and Lasio Isha and leaves out Lanam de Umnas. It's interesting. So, I'm not sure, but I just want to make one ha'ara, which is the Pasuk Re'e Chaim Ima Isha Asher Ahav to Kol Yimei Chayecha is talking to who?
Each
person. You have a wife, so you should have a way to live with her. You have Torah, way to live with her. Is there any mention of a father here, Bechlal? Not in the pasuk. So, is it Bechlal, mitzvah sa'av ala ben, that he should teach him an umnes? The son needs an umnes. I'm marrying with my son, and my son has to have a wife, has to have a life, he has to have food, so therefore, he has to have an umnes. But is there really a chiyuv for me to teach my son umnes? I'm not sure. And, this pasuk is also pasuk in Navi.
Well,
so what?
An Isha.
Yeah.
The chiyuv of marrying a lady is obligated to marry
her son. So I have a chiyuv to marry. Right. So, but Re'e Chaim Ima Isha. So who is
the Isha aspect? Is
who are we talking to though? Re'e Chaim Isha.
I understand the pasuk.
So Rashi seems to say over here that it's some sort of hekesh. Rashi's making a hekesh on a pasuk in Navi. It's like getting much more complicated here. It's different Kabbalah. Rashi's.
The word is not mash, but the father's not chayiv. They say what's a father.
And a chanami. So again, it might only be. What?
It
might. Yeah, it might only be a remes. It's not a chiyuv. It might not be a real chiyuv. The Rambam doesn't bring it. Rashi somehow omits it. So I don't know if this is a real chiyuv. It's just a responsible thing to do. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Elabita biyadohi. Bitmiya, klum yochel lahargula anoshim lasiyo damer kura vesvazim titnu lanoshim. What could he do? How could he make noshim? How could he bring men to be near his wife, his daughter? So he said they should buy a lot of things. Came to likvites alei inchi that men should jump at her. Likvites, not just they should jump. She should be. They should be rechaim umnes shetichya boy im isha makish umnes leisha. Imisha Amar Kan Isha Mamish Kshem Shematzino Shachayev Adam Lasio Isha Kachayev. Okay. Now the Gemara says, V'yesh Omrim Af Lashitoy Benohar. The girsa that we had in front of us on Daf Chav Tes was Lashitoy Bemayim. If you remember, Rashi switched to Lashitoy Benohar. Over here, the girsa is Yesh Af Lashitoy Benohar. My taima, chiyusehu, because that's his life. If you look in the Tozer Yazokin, it says chiyusehu, im yipol liyam yitba. If he falls into a yam, he's going to drown. Now, it seems like the Yazokin had a gears of yam. So, you can teach someone to swim in a pool, you can teach someone to swim in a nahar, and a yam is much harder than a nahar. It's a different thing. It sounds like, it depends, different pshatim of what you have to teach him, or how much swim you have to teach him. So we said the reason is because he has to be able to do business. So I guess it depends if the business is a nar. If you are, so that people travel in naros, so you have to teach them how to swim in a nar. If you are, people have to swim, travel in a yam, teach them a yam. Maybe the Tzvi Zaken live near a yam. You have to look that up. And what? Halon v'halo. Yeah, it depends where he lives. Al kol panim. Oh, comes the.
It's funny because we keep on saying it's an omnis and it's not a business.
Right.
And then it says Lashita Bayam, which is only based on omnis.
Right.
Very funny.
Lashita Bayam is totally is based on omnis.
Father had to teach.
Yeah, so, yeah, right. So business, that could right. He's going to end up depending. In other words, if you teach him to be a doctor, he doesn't have to go on a boat. But doctors, yeah. That could be part of the Yeshayimim. That could go for the Yeshayimim. Yeah, and that's going to be the chara case by case. We're saying is it depends on what you. We're saying the only reason really you have to teach him how to swim is because he's going to have to go on a boat to do business. What happens if he's a doctor, he doesn't have to go on a boat.
Maybe he's a sought-out doctor, he's got to go...
Maybe yes, maybe not. No, but the point is, it's going to depend on the situation. It's going to depend on the situation. I'll go part of my boy's side. Let's go weiter. Yeah. The Meiri says, when we talk about teaching someone, and umnis, says the Meiri, that that's only someone that's not masterful in Torah. But if you teach someone who is masterful in Torah, then you don't have to teach him umnis, says the Meiri. The Meiri brings a machlokes about it.
You can only make money off Torah.
So he says, im yesh Torah, yesh kemach. Yesh Torah, ain't, the Meiri says, ain't kemach, ain't Torah. But yesh Torah, yesh kemach. That's what he says. You don't have to teach him a job. What?
How could
it
be yes,
Torah? That's what he says.
Yesh,
Torah, yesh, kamach. You don't teach him anything. So some people argue, but he brings a machlokes about it. But that's what he says. I'll call upon him. That's the way many of us pass. What zok the Gemara vaita? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol she'inu melamdoi umnis, melamdoi listis. Anyone who doesn't teach his son umnis teaches him listis to steal. Listis al kadaitach, ela ki'ilu melamdoi listis. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's coming to say over here? Might be Nahu. He could be Nahu. The Agamari iskes, says Rashi. Might be Nahu. Maika Moisev Rabbi Yehuda iska. Im lamdu schoira latana kama, hare lamdu chayim. The Rabbi Yehuda, the asa latayme, umnis davka the kama pum she'ein lo v'amei lasos schoira v'amdoyim elastis. According to the Tanakama, it's enough if he just does buying and selling Amazon. That's enough. Just teach him how to do Amazon and you're done. Other people, that's not enough. He doesn't have a marketable, according to the other Mandamar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have a marketable trade. So what happens if there's no produce, there's nothing for him to do, then he's going to end up, they'll run out of merchandise, it's out of stock, so he's going to have to steal money from people.
That's why you have to go to college,
man.
What? That's why you have to go to college, man.
Not necessarily. You have to have a marketable trade. You could go to any other way of learning a marketable trade. But yeah, you have to learn a marketable trade. Right. Yes, correct. Now, in the Sefer Minchas Bikurim, he has a different taich. The taich of Rashi is, the question is whether or not you're going to have, if a person's going to have supplies, right? Or if he's going to have stock. He doesn't have stock, now what's he going to do? The Minchas Vikurin says something else. He says, "Melamdoi listis she'ein loy malis parse is parnes umalas." This is a bris. V'naf kamina b'tanakama v'yudah tanakama agmer iska nami mahani l'Rabbi Yehuda davka umnus demis aska lefamim enam is parnes beheterak belistus kegoin be'aval midois u'beshvuas sheker u'inois mamain u'dvarim. When a person just selling, buying and selling things, a lot of times there's a lot of hanky panky that goes on when you do that. And a person's, he's cutting corners. He's like, he tells him he's giving him a pound. He only gives him a little bit less than a pound. He says he gave it to him. He didn't really. It's not as clean. It's not an umnis zach v'noki. It's not a clean business. Clean business is you get paid for your services and that's it. But over here in buying and selling, you tell him it's really worth tons of money. This is worth $10,000. It's not worth $10,000.
But those electricians charge you $400 to look at your outlet.
So it didn't always go that way. He's saying that when you teach someone just to buy and sell, so then he's going to end up stealing. According to this pshat, the chayra. that's the pshat. Melam doilistis. I'm teaching him how to steal, because what I'm teaching him to do is I'm teaching him to steal. That's, listen, the only thing I know how to do is buy and sell. I'm going to have to, times are rough, I'm going to have to steal through buying and selling. That's mamish ki'ilu manam nilumdis. In the teaching him what he's doing is you're ki'ilu teaching him listis. Mashiach is going to Rashi, I'm teaching you how to buy and sell, but there's nothing to sell. Okay, so I'll go now and steal from someone else at night. It's not, Rashi, it's less direct of a malam de umnes.
So what's the sakadaitach ela ki'ilu malam de listus?
It's not mamish teaching how to steal.
What would be Pshan Tanakama then?
What do you mean?
Tanakama is telling you to go stealing.
No, Tanakama is saying you teach him how to buy and sell, and I'll buy and sell when times are rough.
If that requires,
teach him to be an honest person. There are honest people in buying and selling. It's not.
It requires sheker, according to Nachum.
It doesn't require sheker. It's just very easy. It's like it's
ki'ilu.
It's ki'ilu. You're not. Of course, you could.
It's Shmaim, the first thing he asks you.
Yeah, right. Nasata me'emuna. So it is possible, but it's very tempting. It's a tempting thing to do. I know that there was a person who he told me is Talmud Rav Huttner, and he wanted to go into the nursing home business. And Rav Huttner said, "It's not for you, the business." He said, "Everyone's making money." He says, "Not for you." He said, and his friends were put in jail because they do is they claim people are still alive. They put them in refrigerators. They're dead a long time, and they're making tons of money off of them. So he said, he knew Rav Huttner knew me. I wouldn't be, the taiva was too big. I would have ended up in jail. That's what the person told me. He said, so it's not malam de listis, but there's certain businesses which are very easy to go through red lights, and you're not going to get caught. So that's a dangerous thing. So teach him a business where he can make her and also just be very honest, and that's the way to do it. That's the nafkamina. Are you mechuyev to teach that or not? Akopana vasak the Gemara vaiter. Says the Gemara. Oh, now we're up to the other way around. Says the Gemara. Kol mitzvah sa'av al haben. Kol mitzvah sa'av al haben. My kol mitzvah sa'av al haben. If it means all mitzvahs that the father has to do to the son, so what was the Gemara's havamina? What is kol mitzvahs ha'av al haben? All mitzvahs that the father has to do to the son. That's the same as the reisha. So what was the Havamina?
No, he said that wasn't the Reisha.
No, that was the Reisha.
No,
the Havamina Reisha was what we're going to say is the Seifa. The Gemara, but that was the Reisha, right?
So the Gemara's not linear like that. It's a discussion.
So first of all, the Gemara doesn't, I don't know what linear means exactly, but I guess it means it's not on a timeline. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gemara is not linear that way. And the Gemara can do the same thing over again that it did before. Right, we already went through this once again. That's you find yourself here, and this is that's the way the Gemara is. Tzaniyim b'makom echad, Ashirim b'makom acher. It's not necessarily the Gemara, has to cross reference, because really the Gemara's answer is going to be a very similar answer to what it gave before. It's not wasting words. It's not
really words.
It's done there. It's done here. From Masechtas. Because we're not expecting you necessarily to know every single line of the Gemara. You're not doing it all at once. So you learn Daflam, and you're learning now this line of the Gemara. This is what the Gemara does. That's what it does. Lamaisa Rashi over here brings interesting thing. It says, "My komitzus av ala ben." Ilem komitzus the mechayv av the mebel lebra. Says Rashi, "Mechayv av the mebel kigoin la muloi velef doisai." Now Rashi only says two. Before Rashi said Lamula Ftoisai, they said Lam the Torah, let's see Ish over here, Rashi says, Kigoin Lamula Ftoisai. Rashi only says these two.
These are the Ben's mitzvahs.
Oh, so maybe the Gemara thought that there's a difference between the Ben's mitzvahs and the father's mitzvahs, and then it's two and it is linear, maybe, I don't know. But Rashi over here, he just says these two, Kigoin Lamula Ftoisai. V'ochi Mashamas Nisan, Kol mitzvah Sha'av Mitzaveh Al Maisa Haben. It's interesting lashon. Rashi before doesn't, when he also says chachi mashma, doesn't use the same lashon. Okay, I have to know if Rashi's dafka over here or not.
Maybe Rashi's answering our kasha. What's the difference between the reisha and the
seifa? And that's what I'm trying to inching towards. Are you giving chabur on Friday? Who's supposed to give chabur? Did we put him in charge of chabur? Oh, right. Okay. So we may work on this. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'atanya av chayi b'mnoi l'muluf toysa aviv in imaloi. Am Rabbi Yehuda hachi kamar. This is what it really means. Kol mitzvah, mitzvah sa'av, hamuteles ala ben lasos la'aviv. Echad anoshim v'echad anoshim chayovim. What does it mean? Any mitzvah that's muteles ala ben lasos la'aviv, says Rashi, kigon kibud u'moira. Now, kibud and moira are two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah in the Torah of kibud av ve'eim. Where does it say that in the Torah? It's one of the Aseres HaDibros. Which one? Number six. What is the what's the other mitzvah? Moira.
Shabbos is worse.
It's five going. Thank you very much. Right, five going into six. It's the crossover between five and six. Sorry. What's the other one? Moira. What's Moira? Is Ish Imoi V'Aviv Tira'u. That is, that's a different mitzvah. So we have two mitzvahs and we tell us ala ben. And what does it say? Echor Anoshim V'Echor Anoshim Chayovim. Tanina Leha Detona Rabbanon. The lo is on the top over there. Ish Ein Liela Ish Isha Minayin Kishu Oimer Tira'u Arekan Shnayim. When it says Tira, oh, it's both the father. Imkain matam alomer ish ish sipik biyada lasais ish ain't sipik biyada lasais. Neishur shus achirim aleil. So now, what is this pasuk talking about over here? The pasuk is talking about kibud, or is talking about Moira?
Moira.
It's pasuk by Moira. So maybe Moira and kibud are similar.
Why is it ain't sipik biyisha?
So what does this mean? Ish ain't sipik biyada lasais. Let's see. Says Rashi. Sipik. Yachol, she'ein moicha biyadoi. What does that mean? Ein moicha biyadoi. No one else is going to protest. Ish, no one's going to protest. But isha, rishus achirim bayla, the husband is going to protest. So can an isha be mekayim ish imav aviv tira'u? She can't because her husband is going to protest.
Why is that applied by year?
That's what we're going to have to see. Says Toisvis. What does Toisvis say? Sheyesh reshus acherim alehav v'af agav demais yedeh lebailo midrabanon be'alma. So Toisvis, even though it's only midrabanon, mikom okom, eina mitzuya eitzel avia ela eitzel v'ayla. Says Toisvis, what's the problem? She doesn't have to work for her husband anyway. It's only midrabanon she has to work for him. The answer is, eina mitzuya eitzel avia. She's not there. So she can't be Mekayim it if she's not around.
Then it's not, well, I'm saying that he's arguing with Rashi.
Oh, it seems like it's a machlok, it's Rashi and Tosfos. What? If she reminds him of Dez Meshubah to her father, to her husband, then Tosfos is understanding that's going to be a conflict with her being Mekayim this mitzvah. Because now she's Meshubah to him. She can't do what he says. She has to do it. So I have to see you. So it might depend over here. The machlokes is: are we talking about the mitzvahs kibud? Are we talking about the mitzvahs moira? Which one are we talking about over here? If you look in the what?
Why is Tosfos arguing with Rashi?
Because Rashi says, what's the problem? Why she can't do it? Because her husband's going to protest. It sounds like it's because there's a conflict between her husband and her father. And Tosfos says it's just not around. It could be the husband's not. He's not conflicting. It's just not there.
Where does the chiyuv come to honor your husband?
Oh, that's another shaila. Where's the chiyuv come to honor your husband? If you look in Rashi, on Daf Lamed Hey, in the bottom we have Lukute Rashi. Those of us that have it, Rashi says Ish Sipek Biyado Lasois. It's bringing a Rashi on Daf Lamed Hey Amidal. He says Ish Sipek Biyado Lasois Lechabedes Aviv She'ein Emas Acherim Olav. Rashi starts off with kibud and ends up with yira. Ish. So what he's talking about two different people. You could be Mechabe the father because he doesn't have to have Yira for anyone else. But his daughter can't be Mechabe the father because she has to have Yira for her husband. So why is Rashi switching from Yira to Kavod all the time? Well, that's the Shaila over here. And the next Shaila is, which Beis Hashem will discuss tomorrow, the Gemara says, Amr Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amr Rav Niskarsha Shneim Shavin. If they get divorced, then the two of them are equal. So all the Achronim asked Rishayim, asked the Kasha, what's the Chiddush? The only reason why she didn't have it was because because lo sipik biyada. Now it's sipik biyada. So what's the chiddush of nisgarsha shneim shavin?
You would think it's like
in the way.
What?
Maybe the kids are in the way.
If she has kids, she's mechuyev to the kids. Yeah,
maybe you
that's
think
good.
It's like we said, like by mitzvah to say that if it's siba, then it doesn't apply. Maybe you say it would always apply.
So that's similar. It's similar over here. Yeah. They say something similar. They say something similar to that.
Is it before she's married? She's also part of it because one day she'll be married. So you would think.
Over here she's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a that would affect the Havamina. But yeah, you know, this is a tour mikoyach the loisipek. Are we might see her totally? That's what one of the pshatim over here that they bring in the Achronim. So this is what we're going to be speaking about tomorrow. There's two major nakudas. One is the relationship of kibud and yira, or is the sugya of kibud and sugya of yira, and why would you say which one? And the other discussion is, what's the Havamina of Nisgarshu, Shneim Shavim? What does that mean? Exactly, Shneim Shavim. We'll continue with that, Beis Hashem.